Next item is Peninsula Lakes MRRPC, change of zone number 1474, as a final site plan on Route 299.
This is the final record plan for 588 single-family lots. The 72 multifamily units and the recreation amenities are not part of this final record plan. They will be submitted at a later date. 660 total units are permitted by the approved ordinance. The final record plan is the same as the approved revised master plan that the commission approved April 14th of 2007. It also complies with the subdivision zoning ordinance and the conditions of approval. We received all agency approvals, and a required landscaping plan was submitted, and that was certified by or sealed by a certified landscape architect.
Okay. I have a question, Mr. Lang.
Sure.
Concerning these types of plans, do we normally give a final approval when we don't have everything shown, in this case, the recreational amenities?
Well, typically, the recreational amenity concept is shown unless there's a condition that the recreational amenity area be presented as a separate site plan, but typically they're separate.
Typically, it would be submitted to us separately.
Typically, they have been.
Okay.
Typically, on the master plan, it would have shown, and then as they bring phases in, you would see just the units, and if the phase included the recreation area, it would have been included, or it would have come in separate at a recreational area.
Okay. Because my concern here is that, you know, we've had some situations where the recreational amenities were not provided or are being now being submitted differently than originally proposed, and I just want to make sure the commission doesn't run into the same issue with this particular project. With those comments, Mr. Chairman, concerning Peninsula Lakes MRRPC, change of zone 1474, my motion is for approval as a final site plan.
Second. So moved and seconded to approve as a final site plan Peninsula Lakes MRRPC, change of zone number 1474. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.